doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M.
Have you heard this yet?
Just put your paws up. Cause you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young.
All right.
We were all
I don't want the music to end. Can this just be my whole podcast?
This is your soundtrack. Isn't this what plays when you start walking down the street?
I measure my time, like, in how many times I've listened to the song, not in, like, minutes or hours. It's just this song. Hey, you guys. What's up? Welcome to my podcast. I'm super excited. I'm, like, drunk off of my dear friend, Holly Montag, who's here with us. Holly.
Hi. It gets that way by osmosis, just being around me, you know.
Seriously, she's
out of my pores.
I go to pick her up this morning, and she's like, yeah, I just got my wine with me. And I'm like, okay, like, thinking she's joking. Pull that up. She pulls out a crappy bottle of water.
Really with crappy.
What's it got in it?
It's my road wine.
Well, we have glasses here. You don't have to drink out of.
No, but this is the to-go version. I prefer glasses, of course, but in the car.
What
like,
was
you? She need to have something that's appropriate for the road. Right?
Yeah, she like is just always drinking, and she says that like you're saying how. You're just always the right buzz. You never get out of control. You're just always at the same level.
Well, that's the key that I learned because for a while, you know, I just was hammered all the time, like hammered. But the key is just not to get drunk. It's just to maintain a constant buzz.
You're like famous for being an alcoholic, aren't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like that's like your thing.
I guess so. I don't know where that came from. It's so weird. People just... draw these crazy assumptions.
From drinking, maybe?
No, I mean, maybe.
We go to lunch at Swingers like 2 weeks ago, and she's on her lunch break from work, and she's like, yeah, I'll have another wine. Yeah.
Well, I had to get to you. I mean, how could you even tolerate the work day without having just a little buzz?
You're right.
Make you happy?
Do you like white or red? I can get
white.
You. Okay, I'll go get you a glass of proper wine.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yes, thank you. That'll keep this show going. Because she's running low and things are going to get dangerous.
We need to be sophisticated about the situation, too. Like, I'm already slumming it in this
Target hoodie.
So, yeah.
I discovered that her hoodie is from Target.
It's pretty amazing.
But I love it. I want it.
I know.
And where's your shirt from?
I don't know.
She's
cute. I probably, like, stole it off of a bomb. Like, my chest is hanging out. My tattoos, like, out side.
We both have, like, our lacy
sweat
bras. Oh,
that is sexual.
I know.
That's see-through. Esther.
It's, like, it's American Apparel. I saw it on
I
know. I saw it on some, like, pretty girl at the gym, and I'm like, where did you get that bra? And then I went and bought it.
Wait, she was wearing that at the gym?
Yeah, she was, like
working
dressed.
Out?
I don't even know if she was working out. She was just sitting. Like, people at my gym just go there to, like, sit and look pretty.
And be cool.
Yeah.
And socialize.
And talk to other hot people.
What else is the gym for, really?
I know. Just being gross, I guess.
Yeah, I can't even make it to the gym in the first place, so
do you
really
have a gym membership?
No. Are you kidding? Like, first of all, I would never pay for that, ever. Look how nice this is.
A juice box for little Esther.
Yeah, I don't know how we're friends.
We're seriously opposites. Like, I never have been drunk ever, and you're always drunk. We went out on Halloween, and that was fun.
That was so fun.
Let's talk about Halloween.
Oh my gosh. Did I even ever tell you that I met this guy at the end of the night and we've still been talking ever since then?
No.
Oh, yeah.
We on Halloween, what did
you
we
mean
do?
after we dropped you off?
Yeah, back at Sean White's party.
Oh yeah, we dropped you off at Sean White's. Oh my god, cuz we started the night, you picked me up, we went to the party at Sean White's house, so he's like what, a surfer or something?
Snowboarder.
Really? Like Olympian. Are you kidding me?
I don't know this shit. I never saw him there, but the house is fucking nice.
Yeah.
And people were cool.
And I was dressed as him.
You were so, you look so good. You were dressed, your costume was, she was the Mad Hatter, and she was like all out.
I was like balls to the wall, not holding anything back. I did the full makeup, but it's the Johnny Depp version.
Right.
We have to clarify that. I was not the one from the cartoon, but I look pretty crazy.
You
I don't like
insane.
The girls that dress up all like
slutty.
Slutty.
No.
So I kind of went the opposite route. Like, I probably could not have looked less attractive.
You are so ugly.
It was hideous. And I still picked up a dude. Like, cute dude. Very smart. Wow. Engineer. Loves art.
Where did you meet? At Sean White's house? Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
And he was dressed as a coal miner.
I felt so out of place. Ew. I felt so out of place at that party. Like, I was in a wedding princess costume that I got from, like, one of my dance recitals when I was a kid.
He looked adorable, but we were both out of place. Like, I just think that, I mean, you know me, I like to drink a lot, but I'm not a fan of the other nonsense that I think a lot of people were
enjoying. Drugs? Coke? Were people, who knows? Was it a Coke party?
I mean, I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah.
And I didn't see anything. I know nothing. And
what is up with, wait, what is up with people in Hollywood? Like, they, like, Coke is like that we do not speak of. People won't talk about it.
Because it's highly illegal.
Well,
especially when we're talking about a party at somebody's house like that.
Yeah.
We're not.
I was kind of bummed that night because I wanted to go to that party, but Esther wanted to go home and not, and remember, you were being grumpy.
She's such a baby.
You guys know, like, that. I know that was the night where my true grumpiness came out, where I'm like, really, we're at this fucking bar in Venice or wherever the fuck we were, and we were supposed to go hang out with the South Park people, and it was
I can't believe we missed that. That was like the biggest cock tease I've ever had in my life. Like, I love Trey Parker and Matt Stone so much more than I could put into words. Like, that's why I went to see you film school. I
oh my god,
worship them. And I was
you're from Colorado.
Yeah. And Esther's like, oh, yeah, we're going to go to the South Park party. I was like, done. I'll travel miles and miles. Like, I'll walk there if we have to. Like, let's go. And by the time we got in that neck of the woods, it was already done, right?
Yeah, died out. That sucks.
Then you told me you were going to bring me to the Christmas party.
Right. I tried to contact you on Twitter, but you never replied to me.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, like, I don't really know much about Twitter.
You have like a zillion.
Well, let me have your number, and next time I can get you into something like that, I will.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll wait till I see that in the room.
This is a Holly Montag Red Band sexual hour.
And if you want your own podcast,
we'll set that up for you on the way out.
See, I learned how Hollywood works.
Oh my god.
No,
that's
the only reason why I haven't made it so far, I think, is because I'm just not willing to drop trow for the right parts.
Yeah, you're dating.
I am dating not very successfully. You know.
I'm not a successful dater, and I always get hurt, and I always end up just, like, hating myself. And
Well, L.A. just is the worst place to meet guys in the world because, I mean, right away, if I meet a guy and they're like, all right, well, I can meet you probably at, like, 7 o'clock for dinner, but I have a 6 o'clock manicure, and I'm going to get my tips frosted. I'm just like, oh my gosh, go work on a car.
Well,
like, get out of my face.
That's the kind, like, you meet, like, because you're like a hotsy-totsy Hollywood girl. Like,
that is not.
Yes,
what does that
even
mean?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Hotsy-totsy.
She, like, goes out to all the parties. Remember? That's what I was going to say. Remember Christmas? We were supposed to go to the Seth MacFarlane Christmas party, but then I think you got too drunk.
What? Awesome.
I don't think that's what happened.
I think it's what happened. I was doing a show, and I was waiting, and you were like, you got drunk.
Oh, yeah. I was supposed to come to your thing, but something else happened. And that's part of my biggest problem, I think, too, and not the drinking. But I get so sidetracked with different fun things. And I love to sew and, like,
I love to do
comedy. And,
you just say you love to sew?
Yeah.
What are you, 95?
No, that would be knitting.
Okay.
Sweetheart. Crocheting.
Do you use a sewing machine?
I try. My best friend, she's genius clothing designer. And
who
so
is
I
this,
just,
Cammie?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I just try to help out when I can, but I mostly do the things that don't require as much of a skill set.
Gotcha.
Like jewelry making, for example, which still is, it's difficult.
That's
hard. You don't have to go to school for that. So.
You don't need a degree in sewing.
I have enough degrees. I don't need any more.
You do. You're very educated. What's your background?
I went to CU in Boulder, and I did the BA and BFA film program. And
whoa.
Yeah, I'm minor in poli-sci, which I'm only 3 credit hours away from getting another major, like a degree, having it be a double.
Oh my god.
BA. So at some point I'd like to go back and then that was always for law school in case I ever wanted to grow up and be serious. But I don't think it's any time soon.
It's not necessary. You've got the Hollywood life. Holly. Well,
if you can call it a life, then yeah, I guess.
You're good. You're golden. But yeah, so you're like dating is weird. You have a, you could date. That's a problem. It's like you date these guys that are like way into themselves. There's like guys that are gross and weird out here too that you can date that don't like themselves.
Yeah, but then they're gross and weird.
Yeah,
so
who
it's
wants
like,
that?
I mean,
it seems like everyone out here has a mission though. That's what I've been finding out. Like everyone has a mission to become successful or become or do something. Right. So it's like you're not finding these real people that just want to hang out and chill because they always have double motives.
That's the biggest part is everybody wants something from you in LA is what I have experienced a lot is.
Yeah, it's not like that in the Midwest.
Having been on like some, and that was part of the reason in the first place why I was like, I never want to be involved in this reality show. And then they were like, oh, we'll pay you. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, right. How can you turn that, like, do you want to talk about that? Like the hills and everything?
You know, we can briefly.
How'd you get into it? Like how'd that fall on your lap?
Well, my sister, she met Lauren Conrad after she had finished filming Laguna Beach at the Art Institute in San Francisco. And Lauren was pretty much done. And the show hadn't aired yet, and then they met and they became best friends, and she all of a sudden was this huge celebrity, and they both hated San Francisco. And Lauren moved back with her parents after, like, a couple weeks. She didn't even finish her first semester at school. My parents were like, you went to fashion school, you left high school a year early, like, you're finishing the year, and then you can talk about transferring to L.A. And then they approached Lauren with this The Hills after Kristen Cavallari had turned it down. They brought it to her first.
Why did Kristen turn it down?
She wanted to be a serious actress.
That's going well. That's going
and
really well.
And then she came back to the show. And I mean, it was great. It was really fun. And I like Kristen. Except for that she's dating Jay Cutler now, which I mean.
That's a pretty big football player, right?
Yeah. And he used to play for the Broncos, which is my team. And now he plays for the Chicago Bears.
Oh, I should know him. I'm from Chicago.
I know. Oh. I'm trying to help you out. I wasn't going to point that out. But
you know your sports stuff.
I do. That was one of my backup careers that, I mean, not even a backup, that honestly would be one of the most fun things I think of all time is to be like a sports broadcaster.
Really?
Whoa. Oh, yeah. It'd be so fun. Sideline at every game. Like, that's one of my favorite things is going to concerts and going to live sporting events.
That's something I would never have known about her. Like, she's so out, like, she just is out there and is, like, willing to do like all this shit that I'm like, fuck that. I don't care who the fuck plays on the Bears.
Yeah, I know almost, I mean, pretty much every professional athlete.
You're like a 13-year-old boy.
I know, and I dress like one most of the time.
Me too,
except
though.
For today.
That's what we have
like,
in common. That's what we have in common is we dress like little boys.
We do.
Although you always look very nice.
Oh, I thank you. You do too, and your little bow in your hair. I mean, that's such a feminine touch.
It is.
Wow. In case people were confused.
I know. I always I'm always
the bow.
I'm always telling Holly, like, you're so pretty, like, you're so put together, and she's like, I don't know if you're hitting on me, but just keep it going.
Yeah, either way, you know, I'm down.
That's so exciting.
I'm working on overturning Prop 8, so, you know.
It's
going back and forth. I mean, they're just saying it's going to be years until it gets to the Supreme Court, which, you know, it will. And it'll be a national issue for sure.
I thought it was already taken care of, but
It was overturned, and then there are appeals, and so it's a battle. It's going to be a battle until they make the decision at the national, federal level.
So you're into, like, gay rights activism?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm into people, and I don't, you know, I'm a Christian girl, and whatever, I don't, personally, I've never seen where it says that there's something wrong with homosexuality, but the bottom line is, if you are a Christian, you're supposed to be like Jesus, and I can't see Jesus ever discriminating against anybody for whatever reason, and that's...
Yeah, that's noble, and that's true. Because you're from this, like, creepy small town, aren't you, where everyone knows each other? And
oh, my
gosh.
It was, like, 1,500 people. My graduating class is 23.
Wow. 23?
Yeah.
Dude, that's
smaller so, from you know, that's smaller than where I'm from.
Yeah. Everyone knows everything about you and your family and everything you're doing, like, where you were at 6:45 on any given night.
I kind of like that, but that's because I'm a weirdo.
Well, it keeps you in line. I think that's the only reason why I would ever be able to deal with any sort of fame or whatever, it's because I'm used to being under the watchful eye.
Like, is it such a small town that, like, they are, like, they don't use, like, technology? I don't know. Are they, like, Amish?
Well,
23 kids in a class? That's insane.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because it did take longer for certain things to get to our town.
Like what?
Like satellite TV, for example. I mean, my parents used to, our house was, like, 20 minutes past where the bus stop was, which was like the furthest bus stop on the route. So I would used to drive my little brother and sister at like 12 and 13. My parents did not like waking up in the morning. And I was very different back growing up. I never drank in high school. Like,
really?
I always woke up every day, regardless, at like 5:30.
What were you
in? I was in kindergarten.
Like, what did you do?
Well, starting in like kindergarten, I had a very structured routine. I would wake up and I do mousercisers.
What's that?
You never did mousercisers on the
but
Disney
I want
Channel?
To.
Yeah.
It's like a kids' exercise show.
What?
Like floor exercises, and you'd like be stepping and going with the beat and like work out. So I do that.
That
and then I'd
so great.
Watch cartoons for like an hour and eat a bowl of cereal.
What kind of cereal?
Depended, but usually with healthy stuff. My mom was like super health nut, so we weren't allowed to have like junky sugar cereal.
Good.
It would be like Wheaties or Kix, which is like
I
the most junky kind of cereal we'd get.
Kix are so good. They just taste like sugar balls, and they don't look like they are. They're so
just
good.
Just love sugar balls in
your
mouth.
Oh, my God.
All the time.
I want cereal and milk soap. I stopped eating dairy for like 6 months, and the only thing that I want now that I'm not eating dairy, or that I'm starting to eat it again, is cereal and milk. Wow. I just bought Life Cinnamon.
Yum, that's a good one.
That's going to be my
social life. Life was on the list. Not the cinnamon one, but the regular.
Dude, the cinnamon one is out of control.
It's pretty bomb.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, and I just was always that way. And then in high school, I would have a practice usually every morning. And because I varsity lettered in four sports for all 4 years.
Whoa.
And then I was like doing dance and theater. And I was like,
Jesus.
You know, president of the student council. And I started the
Give
UN
me a high
club.
Five. I love you.
I was like such a nerd.
You were like that throughout high school too?
Yeah. Well, that was the entire high school, like all 4 years, super straight edge. And then I went to college and I was like, nobody knows who I am.
Oh,
I can do whatever
God.
I want.
You lost your mind.
Mm-hmm. Lost
Did you start drinking right away in college?
Yep. My mom dropped me off. I mean, she to this day still is like, maybe this was a mistake. I think I started down the wrong path, but she dropped me off with like several handles.
What?
From our restaurant. Because my parents always owned a restaurant growing up. So she put it in, like hid it in my laundry hamper, which was a present that I got for graduation. And so when I opened it, I was like, oh my gosh, I have all these booze. So I just went around all the dorms, like literally every single person's dorm on the first day. And I was like, hi, I'm Holly. Do you want a shot?
Oh my
and
God.
And I made friends so fast. That's, my mom was like, I knew it.
That's like the perfect thing for you. Like, that makes so much sense,
I
right?
I know. And I didn't
hi,
even
Hi, I'm Holly.
Really
do you want a shot? I would be like, hi, I'm Esther. Do you want to watch cartoons and have cereal? And
people would be like, no,
play card
weirdo.
Game.
No.
Get naked and take a shot.
Maybe that's why it's such a miserable time in college, because I was weird.
You need to start drinking,
I
really.
I really had the best time in college ever.
Well, here's what I like about – here's what's interesting about her drinking habits to me is that she's always drinking like a little bit, so she's always on this buzz, and I feel like that's a good way to like just be cool.
Portion control.
Portion control. See, I don't have portion control in eating though, so I feel like with drinking I would just be a slob, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know.
Try it. Try it out. You can
just
always
giving
stop.
Me the face of like, well, it sucks
I mean,
to be you,
it
maybe.
Involve our tree, huh? No, but it's so funny. And my little brother just got accepted. He just turned 18, which is so weird. But he just got accepted
Whoa.
To see you too. So now I get to relive the whole thing vicariously through him once
fun.
Again.
That's
so
that's the school you went to, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's he going to study?
Engineering.
Damn.
Little smarty pants. He wants to do film. Like, he's brilliant already at editing, and he's been shooting his own videos and putting them on YouTube. Like, super funny stuff.
What's
too.
His name?
Sky.
What's his YouTube name?
I think it's just Sky Egelhoff. I'll have to check it out. He's a different last name than me.
What kind of comedy do you do when you go on stage? Like, what's your topics? Is it just your life, or
is it
dirty, clean?
Pretty dirty. I mean, I remember the first time I really did stand up at the Comedy Store, I did a lot of, I talked a lot about drinking, obviously.
Was that the night I was there?
Cornerstone. Yeah. And then I talked about, I did that tampon joke.
I don't remember.
Well, I was talking about how, like, guys are always, like, so freaked out about, like, talking about that time of the month and tampons and this and that. And that, you know, it's just ridiculous because if guys had their periods and they were dealing with tampons, they would totally be like flinging like dirty tampons at each other, like spinning them around their heads and chucking them across the locker room. And
such a good point.
It all started from that Chris Frangiola. Did I tell you about that?
No.
I went to the Comedians of Chelsea Lately one night for Chewy because I had met Chewy and we became like...
You love him, don't you?
Yeah, we became really good friends and he's awesome. And so I got invited to this event and it was for charity. And this one guy comes on, this little ginger, and he was just awful. And he's like insisting that he's not ginger, but I totally just see it. It's like flaming red, even if it's just coming from within, like it's ginger. And... So we got up to go to the bathroom because there was no break. We kept waiting. My roommate and I had to go to the bathroom really bad, and there was no stopping to this show. And finally, we were like, well, this guy sucks, so this is probably a good time to go. But unfortunately, they had sat us right in the front row, and every single comedian was just ripping on us the whole night that we were sluts.
This was the Chelsea thing?
Yeah, and that we were, you know, bimbos and this. And we're good sports. Like, you know, I don't give a shit. Make fun of me all you want. But then the second we go up to go to the bathroom, my roommate turns to me and she says, Holly, look, he had gone down under her chair and taken her purse and opened it up and had pulled a tampon out of it and was like waving it around on stage. What? And I was furious. I was wearing chain suspenders and I took them off. And I wrapped them around my hand and I charged the stage. I was like, put that down right now. I was like, that is so inappropriate. Oh, I was like, God. I know that your material sucks and that cotton is the fabric of our lives, but like, seriously, motherfucker, like, check yourself before I wreck you. Like, he was so scared and I got booted out. I was like dragged out by security.
Where was the show at?
It was at the Laugh Factory.
Oh, okay. And yeah, I've never thought of going into an audience member's purse and taking it.
Yeah. Well, that's why I said, I was like, a cop couldn't even do that with a warrant. Like,
whoa, that's a good point.
I was like, that's just over the line. And she was just mortified. And if it had happened to me, I probably wouldn't care. But when somebody messes with my friends,
you get protective.
I get really heated because, like, I don't care and I can take care of myself. But, like, you, for example, you're just like a little thing. I'd have to, like, beat some serious ass. But so anyway, I got booted out, and ever since then, it's kind of been this like he proceeded to still rip on me even more because I actually gave him the best material he had all night.
Right.
And so then that's where that joke came from. I was like, if I ever see him again, that little ginger, I'm going to smack him upside the face with a bloody little albino mouse.
Can you imagine being a ginger? I know this one ginger that like is hiding from it. Like, he is dyeing his hair black. He's dyeing his eyelashes black. His eyebrows are black.
It's weird.
But you know what is funny, though, is because gingers are going extinct. Mm-hmm. So I would think...
Really?
Yeah, because it's a recessive gene that makes it happen. So the more times that you mate, then it funnels out because it's really difficult for that to prevail over dominant genes.
I know so many guys that are like, oh, redhead, and they like love it.
Girls are different.
And some girls, like, right. You have to be a very particular species of ginger for it to work out. But I mean, people are...
I feel bad for him, though. I really do. I don't know what I would do if I was a ginger. I probably would go the route of dyeing my hair and pubes.
No.
And
oh, gosh. Your pubes. Well, it's so funny. Think about that.
One of our good girlfriends just had her first baby. And she's blonde, and they're Jewish, and her husband has, like, dark brown hair and, like, darker skin. Like, both of them are incredibly good looking. And their baby came out a flaming ginger.
Wow.
And they were – and I guess his dad is really redheaded, but they didn't expect that at all. And she, like, is having a hard time coming to terms with it, which is so cute, and it's the cutest baby ever. I'm sure it's going to be –
That's cute when a parent is like, I don't know what I think.
Well, you just think of what, that Sex and the City redhead kid? You know, the kid
Brady is his name.
Well, I know that my dad's dad was a redhead, and my mom said that she was so terrified, like that, just literally terrified that I was going to be redheaded.
I dyed my hair red a couple times in high school, and
I loved
it.
That's different, though. That's
it's
so different.
It's different than being a ginger, and you're all freckly.
Lindsay Lohan's a ginger. She fucking hides those freckles.
Yeah, she hides that.
She's
There's
a good
another
one,
one.
She's a good one. That was pretty, like, you came out with that quick. Oh, yeah, she's a good one.
Well, she's like a ginger by nature, too. Like, no matter what color she dyes her hair, that is a ginger through and through. Like,
She's
ginger tendencies.
She's
all around.
Pretty. She's fucking cute. Did you see her in her little white dress that she wore to court?
How could I not have seen that? I was like plastered all over every newspaper. Right. She all over good. The news.
She was looking healthy. Banging, that's for sure. Right?
Healthy? Are you trying to call her fat?
No, I mean, she was like, before she looked like a heroin addict. Now she looks back to normal.
Yeah,
kind
that's
of.
True.
The heroin addict look was popular like 4 years ago and it's not anymore.
Yeah, now it's all about the curves.
Yeah, so. It's not, it's like a little bit of curves.
Where's that pizza, by the way?
Oh, yeah, we have to. We'll go eat it. Holly's like, I'm hungry. And I'm like, what the fuck? This is supposed to be Hollywood. We're not supposed to eat.
I know. You never eat, though. Like,
I do.
We go sit down at Swingers and I'm like, I'm going to need a big sandwich and fries. And she's like, I'd like the quinoa. It looks like what the Roadrunner ate. It comes in like this little bird seed pile. And I'm like, seriously, dude? That's not even human food. That's like what they have on the menu for the cats that come
dude,
by.
Dude, my diet is so fucked up. I try to eat so healthy. And then I just like, the pizza comes to the door and I eat it. I don't know. I'm a monster.
I mean, you're crazy.
You're crazy.
You're all about the sweets.
No, shut up.
Podcast? Do you even have a pod? This is not, where's the pie at?
Yeah, my podcast is in development form, so I want to maybe do a podcast. We call it a podcast, and we eat pie. And
that sounds stupid.
There you go.
I do a drunk cast and a blackout cast. The blackout cast, though, is where you take a bottle of Jaeger and you and one other person have to drink the whole thing during the podcast.
That's so stupid. Oh,
last time I blacked out.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's
it's so funny, though. You skip to the end and I'm just like, how's the vibe?
I would love. That's what, one of the good things about drinking is you always get to have so many wonderful surprises. It's like things you get. You never even would remember, and then you see a video or some sort of recording, you're like, experience it for the first time, really, even though you were there.
Well, what's
it's
bad?
Wonderful.
What's bad is when it turns on you. I just got back from Vegas, and I let 2 days go before I opened my suitcase to take all the shit out and stuff like that. And I opened it up, and it was soaked with urine. So either,
oh my god,
I peed in my suitcase, or somebody at Southwest hates me.
That's one of the so disgusting.
Or all the above.
I don't remember it though.
That would be enough for me to be like, whoa, I'm going to church tomorrow. I'm not drinking ever again.
Oh, you can still go to church. I mean,
well,
I know
you're.
Yeah,
she's a. That's another thing about her. She goes to church.
And that's where the wine starts.
I love that you're surprised. I know. Jesus drank wine.
Right. Can I tell you why I'm surprised? I don't know anyone that goes to church. How's really? That? I don't know anyone but you that goes to church.
Yeah, really? Out here, you're the only one.
Even at home, even. But that's because I'm from a Jewish neighborhood.
And I'm always trying to drag my friends into church.
I'll go
to a really sweet
Can I go?
Church. Yeah, and it's so fun.
Where's
it's
that?
Like all young people. It's in like this high school. That's right off the 101 in Santa Monica.
I'll totally go to church with you next week.
It's really fun because it's mostly just singing, like non-denominational. Yeah, I mean, I grew up Baptist, so I went to a Southern Baptist church.
Whoa.
I grew up Lutheran.
Me too.
Lutheran?
Oh, no, I didn't. My mom grew up Lutheran. I grew up fucking nobody liked me.
Oh, that's not true.
Nobody taught me religion.
I grew up, I was baptized Episcopalian, but then I was like, whatever.
I love that word.
If I can't spell it, I can't be it. You know, that's just not my
That's very blonde
Baptist
of you.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. When I first met Holly, I wanted to say this. When you were at the Comedy Store, you never see people like you there because you, like, had this glitter vest on and this, like, bright blonde hair. I'm like, I gotta go talk to that girl.
It was funny, too, because I'm like, almost a half a foot taller than you, and I was wearing heels.
And this is the first time I've hung out with you where you're not wearing heels, and you're like, you feel so short, but you're still 5'9".
I wasn't wearing heels on Halloween either.
I think, yeah, you, dude, you were wearing something.
I don't think so. I'm just tall. I was wearing a hat. That was like a foot high off my head.
That was so ugly and funny.
I thought it was awesome.
It was pretty funny. Especially when we ended up at like the most random empty dive bar with your friends that were like,
I was just like sleeping on the table and I was like, get me the fuck out of here.
And I wasn't even hardly that buzzed.
Yeah.
And I was like one of those guys.
We did shots of grape vodka that night.
Yeah. I was trying to make up for last time, but still, I wasn't even drunk. I was like, really? This is Halloween. This is one of the nights where I'm actually allowed to get drunk and I'm not.
Oh my God.
I know. I wanted to rage that night too.
Whatever.
I missed it.
I'm next, the party pooper. I was so happy to just go home and have like a candy bar.
It was Halloween. With your dog.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking? First of all, it was Halloween. You don't fucking drink on Halloween. You eat lots of candy.
Well, don't you do both? And then it's good, too. It goes along with the Hollywood thing, because if you drink enough, then you're going to puke it all up. Yeah. So then you don't have to worry about the
calories.
That
point I like. I like that point. Uh-huh.
You're like a closet dieter, aren't you?
No, I'm not a I'm not. I'm very open about it. I just eat a lot when I'm by myself sometimes, and I try to diet and I try to exercise. I'm always in like a different. I'm like Oprah. Like I'm never gonna fucking be skinny, but I'm always gonna talk like I'm gonna be.
That is always. That's the only way you could ever be like Oprah. I think on any level whatsoever. Like I never thought I'd hear the day when you compared yourself to Oprah. Oprah. But yes.
Only in the bed.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, you always bash me for my bathtub dog pictures.
Well, I don't always bash you. I just do. Like
you brought it up a few times.
Okay, first of all, it just like popped up, and it was only on the phone. I brought it up before, but it just popped up on my Twitter, and I was like, "What is she?" I'm sorry. I had to look at it like five times before I could even figure out that you were naked in the bathtub with your dog.
It's disgusting.
It's not disgusting. First of all, it's not like that's not like how I bathe every morning. I like wake up and we fucking pepper and I scrub
that's
each
what
other.
You say.
No, it just if I'm in the bathtub and he always comes in and like peeks under the tub and then I like put water in my hand and then I like let him drink some of
drink
my
dirty bath water.
It's not dirty. It's got bubble bath and soap.
Oh, that's poisons. Poisons and chemicals.
Just a little bit. Well, shut up.
Just
okay?
A little bit.
So, and then sometimes, like, if I'm like, oh, Pepper, you look so cute right now, and my phone's right there, I'm like, I pick him up and take him, and we take pictures.
Is this in the bath?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. Yeah. It's this so cute.
And she also never takes showers. She takes baths every day, which, don't you think that's odd? Like,
Holly, what's the opinion?
You're pretty much soaking in your own dirt every day, and you're just refreshing it.
No, it's not true. You're not refreshing. Dude, why stand when you can lay down, honestly?
But how do you get your hair really clean? Like, my friend Cammie, she has this spout thing that comes, and it's a shower head in her bath. So I get that, because then you can, like, adequately rinse your hair.
No,
but
you,
how do you?
I like
do they get a cup and like.
No.
Like
that's
when you're
what I
a baby?
Did. When I, yeah. Which, by the way, I was just talking about this with someone else. I didn't start taking my own showers until like junior high. Like my mom was like,
oh, "Wow,
that's creepy."
Whatever. But
and when did you stop wearing diapers?
Is that why you want the dog to go in the bathtub with you? Because it reminds you of your mom.
Yeah.
The
yeah, it does.
Sexual.
You just need companionship.
No, there's nothing fucking sexual about that. Shut up. It's so I'm so not whatever. I'm so not into bestiality. At least not yet.
Not yet.
I'll get there. It's Valentine's Day tomorrow. You never know.
Wait for the pink thing to pop out.
Oh, gross! Shut up. I hate it when you go there.
So bad.
No, but what was I saying about showering? Oh yeah, no. I put my head under. You know the faucet. Like I just kind of put my head under it and rinse my hair out. And
okay, I see that.
Sometimes I'll take a shower. But
now, do you do a cold really. A cold rinse or a warm rinse?
I do after conditioner. I do a cool rinse.
That
my mom
is why your
to.
Hair is so shiny. Oh, now it makes sense.
Or the urine.
Yeah, I
or
pee
the dog urine and no. Whatever else.
My hair, I take good care of because I don't diet or do anything or blow dry. I don't do any maintenance whatsoever.
Yeah, mine's like fried off. I mean,
it's
even
cute,
last
though.
Summer I was trying to save myself trips to the hair salon because that is just forever.
It's
at
good.
Least my hairdresser brings me plenty of wine, so that's great.
Oh my god.
But I don't like having to do it, so last summer I was spending a lot of time by the pool and I figured out I'm just gonna start peroxiding my hair, and that was a big mistake.
Whoa.
It's like fried off. It still is like in serious damage mode, but
it's cute though. I love the color, the shade, because it's not like that trashy blonde. It's like not, you know, some blondes are like white
yeah.
hair and they just look gross, but you have like the perfect color.
Oh, thank you. I had to get I had it a lot blonder, and then my hairdresser, she's like, your roots are about 12 inches long, like we're gonna have to do something a little bit darker because you will not maintain it, so you don't have a choice. And I was like, fine.
Yeah, they do that to me too. Like they're like, if you're not gonna blow dry or do your hair, you can't have that haircut. Like they take control over you. I like
yeah.
that.
I need that sometimes. I need that, like,
you need the structure back. You
the
need
smackdown.
The mouseketeer exercises. Or
that's right. I need that back in my life.
I want that. That's great. Let's find something
well,
like
that's
that.
The same thing. Any portion of my life, I found out the more that I have on my plate, the better I do with all of it. Like, I'm just one of those people where I need to be have like a million
structure,
balls in the air.
Yeah, or else you're going to just lose your... That's when I like...
That's when I drink.
Yeah, that's when I go into a corner by myself and eat a pizza.
Yeah.
Like,
okay, that sounds fun, dude.
I found the Mouseketeer video.
Really?
The Mousercisers?
Yeah, the old school one.
I'll have to watch that later. I'm excited.
I mean, you're probably going to find your new favorite workout routine, to be
honest.
It
sounds like it. Dude, that's
it's
the perfect
pretty amazing.
Thing.
And that was always my mom's deal. She was like, we're not going to pay for the Disney Channel unless you do mouse resizers.
Oh my God.
And my sister was supposed to get up and do it with me every morning, but she never woke up. Like, I was the only person that woke up in my family. And luckily we lived like two blocks. Like, the town that I grew up in is a mile by a mile.
Whoa.
So you can walk everywhere and ride your bike. And so I would just wake up and go to school. My parents would still be sleeping, like, pretty much every day. Until my sister, she couldn't get herself out the door. And I was, like, trying to leave her there on purpose and get her in trouble. Like, sleeping.
Sisters are weird to each other.
Is L.A. where you're going to stay? Or do you have any – do you ever feel like you're going to move out? Or do you, yeah, do you like New York?
Oh, I love New York. I go there as much as possible. And hoping to maybe make a move there in a month or two.
You've been saying that for, like, a long time.
I know. Well, now I have this real job, like a real, actual, legitimate job.
Yeah, she works a lot. You have structure now. You're always busy with the job.
Yeah, I know. And luckily, I can still drink most of the time, so
it's PR, right? You're like a PR person.
Have you been out there lately, though? I mean, you should go out there right now when it's 20 degrees.
Well, I want to go now. Well, I'm from Colorado, and that's probably where I'm going to move back in, like, the next year, so I can actually find a real man.
Colorado?
Yeah.
Crescent Butte, where you're from?
I'll probably live in Denver. I love Denver. That was my favorite city I've ever lived in, hands down. Nice,
it's easier to get drunk out there, too. Every time I go there, I'm like, ooh, two beers. I'm feeling buzzed. What?
Except, yeah, the only problem is you acclimate after 2 weeks, your white blood cells, because that's the problem is people that live at higher elevation have more white blood cells. That's why with athletics, too, you have an advantage if you are training at a high altitude and you go down to sea level.
Right.
You can run like twice as long. Yeah. And not get tired, and these other people, and they'll just get winded at normal pace, and they come up to play sports in Denver, and they're like,
ugh. Yeah, that's why a lot of like whenever they have like UFCs or fights or anything, they usually go out there a couple weeks earlier just to prepare for it, and get their body.
And you're into you like UFC stuff, don't you? I can't remember.
I love it. I love all the UFC stuff, but I
she's
also
such a
used
manly
to,
girl. Like her light, what she likes,
dude.
I love that.
That's the biggest problem with finding a guy is because I have to have someone that is like at least twice as manly as me, which there
I'm out of here.
Not there's not a lot of guys like that out here, but I actually trained a couple sessions with the Gracie family, and they're the ones that brought UFC into America. They brought jiu-jitsu and mixed martial arts to America. And they created the idea of the octagon and all that stuff. So
they're really cool guys.
Awesome. The nicest, most wonderful people and just so on it. And I now can officially be comfortable in any situation. And
have you ever been to a live UFC?
I have. I actually I used to watch that Ultimate Fighter show.
Yeah.
And so I went after the first season. I was way into it with my boyfriend at the time in college. And I bought him tickets for his birthday and surprised him to go stay at the MGM Grand. And it was Chuck Liddell and Randy Couture fighting, which I saw Chuck Liddell, by the way, over the Super Bowl weekend. And he was awesome. And it was their second matchup, those two. And Chuck Liddell kicked Randy Couture's ass. Yeah. It was awesome.
You met him this Super Bowl weekend?
Well, I saw him again. I've actually met him a couple times. But I saw him again over Super Bowl weekend, and I was like,
Holly was telling me about her Super Bowl this year. She went to the Maxim party.
We were running the event for my company, Brandlink. Yeah.
And she met someone there that I have a crush on.
Oh yeah, I met Pauly D.
DJ Pauly D from the Jersey Shore.
Oh God,
I have like
actually met all those boys.
Really?
Yeah, I met
are
Ronnie
they hot?
And the Situation. And I mean, whatever. Pauly's really nice. He seemed like the nice guy, like a normal.
He's like a guy that I would never like think that I would like.
That is super sexual.
Like I would never think I would be into something like that. But then like I had a dream about him one night, and now I think he's really hot.
But yeah, he's a good-looking guy. I think. But we're gonna hang out tonight. I think he should probably come.
Oh snap.
I like to spy on people. I don't like to actually be involved.
Oh, you're like a creepy stalker.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. You can let the big girl go to work.
What are you guys doing? Oh, you're going to a Grammy thing?
Well, I don't know him super well. I just met him over the weekend, and he seems really nice. But my friend Amanda, she like reps all them, and so I don't know what we're doing, but she was like, you have to come, and
oh my God.
Hopefully she's not a grenade.
I don't get that.
You know, I just
a grenade.
Jersey Shore terminology.
You watch the show.
I don't watch it. I can't watch. First of all, I don't have a television. Second of all, I just can't get into stuff like that. I've never seen your show. Is it good? No. Did you like it? Did you watch it?
No, I can't watch myself at all. Because really? I did two TV shows now. I did that one on NBC.
The Celebrity.
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
You became close friends with Sanjaya, right?
Yeah.
You pick up the weirdest people to be friends with.
I know. Oh, it's so bizarre. And I don't know how I meet these people, but I swear to God, too, I've met and, hung out with pretty much everyone that you could ever imagine. And it's like when I go home to Crested View and it's like, you know, the smallest little town ever, and I start talking to my friends, it's like, I have to shut up because otherwise I'm going to be that girl from that, like, lives in L.A. now and thinks they're so cool. And they're like, but my friends start asking, they're like, so, have you ever met, Adam Levine? I'm like, yeah, we had cocktails the other night, whatever.
Who's Adam Levine? Who's Adam Levine? Oh, from the Maroon 5, right?
Yeah.
The Maroon 5.
The Maroon 5.
The Maroon 5. The Maroon 5.
So,
you're showing your age, Jessica.
What is it? Too young or too old? I don't know. Messed up. Yeah, that is an old person thing. The Maroon 5, the Twitter, the Facebook.
The internets.
No, it is the internet. That's that one's.
And the Facebook. That's the actual URL.
They changed it, though. It used to be that. Now it's just Facebook.com.
Is it?
Yeah, dude.
I wonder how much money they finally had to pay to
get
that URL.
You know,
it was years. I remember when Facebook first came out, and it was only for college students.
I couldn't get in.
And it was the best. You had to have,
I loved it.
Just a college web address and email address, and then your parents couldn't spy on you. And now, people, when you go to get a job, they're, checking out your thing. And I have, all these, pictures of getting shots
but at poured the down same my throat, time,
Full extension with the vodka bottle, beer bongs galore. And I'm
what were you going to do, though, if you graduated college, you love Facebook so much, you can't just not have it anymore just because you finished school. That would suck.
No, I think you get grandfathered into it once you sign up. Yeah, I think you kind of keep it.
Yeah, but then you have to fucking go to college to be on Facebook. That's not fair.
That's how it used to be. I remember, but at the time when everyone had those Facebooks, I was kind of like, I want to be on that Facebook, but MySpace. But MySpace was so popular. Yeah. I was like, fuck that. That looks stupid. Look at this.
I never was into MySpace.
It's just too complicated. That's the difference. Yeah. It's MySpace, There's
too much.
There's too many choices. So you have the ability to do this crazy background and videos and music and this. And it's
that's what killed it.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. True. Facebook is so easy.
And it was so hard to load. It always took 20 minutes.
Everyone had their crazy glitter tags and music playing. And
yeah, some dumb song. Although I have to say, MySpace is how I found out who Lady Gaga is.
Really?
So that's why it has
changed your life.
God damn it, MySpace.
I was just reading an article that's funny. Mark Zuckerberg and Lady Gaga are two super successful people that are in their early 20s who live modest lives. They don't have fancy homes. They just have small apartments and stuff.
Gaga is crazy. I'm so happy she finally made it. I respect her, and I think that she, she's one of the few real artists that are out there these days. She writes her own stuff. She plays her own instrument, like me with my instrument.
Listen to this.
That's badass.
Yeah, I know.
She's such a jack of all trades.
No big deal.
I know. You have your hand in every single pot possible.
I try.
Is there anything that you've always wanted to try? You haven't like hip-hop dance class or something
She's
crazy
done
like
that?
I actually started teaching hip-hop dance when I was 12.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Popping, locking?
I used to teach girls when I was in middle school. I would teach adult dance classes.
Whoa, I did that too. I used to do bar mitzvahs. I used to dance at bar mitzvahs. Okay, sorry. Some of us grew up in a Jewish neighborhood.
Is that the crossing of the arms and the
legs? Asshole. It's it's hip hop and you're just cute and peppy. And
you know what's so funny to me is I have zero contact or familiarity with the Jewish world. The only Jewish thing I've ever been to was my friend's baby's bris. That was my first Jewish experience.
It's a bad one.
I know. And I was just
I haven't even been to a bris.
What's going on? This is terrifying. I can't believe this is what the Jews do. This is so bad.
You're afraid of them. Am I your first Jewish friend? Or that can't be living in Hollywood.
No. The girl that had the baby, she's Jewish. And she's from Denver, actually.
Wow.
But there are some Jews in Colorado. Not a lot.
Not and especially in a small town where there's all
there
these
was
Baptists.
None in my town at all. Yeah. And there was one black person, and his name was Tuck, and he's
Tuck Everlasting.
He's a registered lethal weapon.
What does that mean?
Is that what he said to
he
you?
He teaches like karate and stuff. So he's so good at karate that he had to be registered with the government.
Are you serious?
As himself being a lethal weapon.
That's so stupid.
I know. That seems fishy. And so stupidly awesome. Like, I need to get myself involved in that. Whatever I have to do.
You want
to
become a registered thing.
Yeah, and have like a certificate and be like, I'm a lethal weapon.
I wonder if he just said that to like pick you up. Like, yeah, I'm a lethal weapon out here.
Yeah. This guy is like toothless. He literally is, he's like 60. He's the only black person in town.
Wow.
Is he still there?
Oh, yeah. He drives the bus. So we have these.
He drives a bus driver.
Yeah, we have free buses in our town because I grew up in a ski town. So
is it always snowy there? Is that a misconception?
Like 8 or 9 months out of the year.
Yeah. Is it, and it's always cold or there's summer?
Yeah, but it never gets above 80 ever. Mm. And which I love. I'm not a heat person because whenever it's cold, like you can always dress appropriately. You can bundle up and whatever and you deal with the elements. But when it's hot, that is just miserable.
And you take off your clothes. Cold.
I know. Then it's like, what happens next? You just rip off your flesh? Like, I hate being hot. It's so uncomfortable.
Dude,
it's the worst
feeling. Disagree so hard.
I know. Most people do that live out here, but
it's so uncomfortable to be cold. It just like, it like hurts your skin and it's, you can't leave your house. You can't do anything.
I love it. I used to go to school in the mornings and with wet hair and it would be frozen in icicles.
Yeah, I had that happen too all the time when I was little. That sucks. I don't want that.
And your nose, like your nostrils freeze together just from breathing.
You crunch it.
And we would run track. Like,
how much snot do you guys have that you're fucking I never had that happen, ever.
I know.
We have a lot of storage in that nose.
I have a lot of experience.
What? It's not a Jew nose. I have a cute, I have a nice.
I'm just kidding.
What do you think of my nose? It's nice, right?
It's adorable.
It's not bad.
It's a little butt and I just want
to. My sister says it's ugly because it has this bump.
Oh, I have that too. I broke my nose like 4 times though in basketball.
You have a good nose.
Oh, I think you.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Noses are important.
It's not enhanced.
Don't fuck with your noses.
I can't imagine that. Like, I've seen what they do on the videos, and they, like, chip at it and break it.
I can't watch those.
That's
and when
gross.
They shove it into somebody's stomach, and they're just pumping stuff out, it's like you don't want to be human anymore. And it's so gross.
I never got that. That's one of the differences, I guess, with my sister and I.
She's done a lot of that.
Yeah. I just can't. I can't imagine. I think that it would be fine, and then I would, like, maybe, you know, have a drink or two and then just start freaking out and being like, what is wrong with my face? Like, I did, I tried some of that. I tried to get lip injections.
Whoa, really?
Because I was like, well, it's only 6 months and, like, I've always had kind of big lips but, like, weirdly shaped. Like, they're
semi-permanent. They look like a heart. They're perfect.
They look like a heart and it's weird. So I was like, I tried to get them filled out to be like,
no.
Like, this.
Cut
and
it
I
out.
Tried it, and I was like, because it's not permanent, you know.
Yeah,
so
that's
whatever.
Fine with me.
And I, you know, I got taken care of by the late and wonderful Dr. Ryan, and
he's the one that passed
weird.
Away, right?
Yeah,
that's so sad.
Tweeting while driving, or
yeah, which somewhere. That was just speculation. I don't think that was what
actually. It's
happened,
not true.
But,
they released the records that it wasn't true.
Yeah, I don't see him doing that. He was so responsible and like so sweet. Another person that never drank in his life.
Oh, I'm fucked.
Great guy. Yeah. See, I just think it's bad karma to not drink.
Wait, like, well, what happened to him? He was just, he got into a car accident and just, you know, killed
him? Yeah, he was driving his Jeep and he was at the beach with his dog and just rolled off the PCH. I don't know.
Which I think the dog lived, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Is he a family friend? Like, is he the family doctor? That's how you know
him?
Well,
he started with my sister and then I met him there and at a couple of events. And then I was like, oh, I think I'm going to check this out with the lips. And he's like, you'd be beautiful.
Is that expensive? I'm like, look at me. I'm like, I want to do it now.
I think it's like $800.
That's not crazy.
I mean, it lasts for 6 months. But anyway, I just looked ridiculous. I looked like a platypus. I got like platypus, brontosaurus, like all my friends from home. I went back to Colorado. And that's the one thing that I'm so thankful for is I have the best friends. And they always put me in check. They're like, what did you do to yourself?
It's
you look
good
like
to have
you
that.
Just got like your lips caught in a vacuum.
Did you like how it looked and then people were like, ew, and then it surprised you? Or did you know it was weird?
At first, too, it's different because you know that it happened. So you have to learn how to move your face differently. And so I would be like going like this, but on top of it, I already had these huge lips. So I would just be sitting there puckered up all the time. Ew. And people were like, Holly, you have big lips now. Like, you don't have to stick them out like that. I was like, oh, really? So I had to like practice, and that's one of the reasons why I'm not good at photos, because I hate looking in the mirror. Same thing with like talking or acting, for example. Mm-hmm. I don't like to sit. I can't watch myself on TV. Like, I hate all that.
My sister tells me that when I talk, I go like my lips, like
I'm a side talker.
Do like a lip thing.
Yeah, you do that.
I don't know why. I think it's because when I was little, I like wanted to be like slutty and have big lips. So I just, this is a habit I've always had. I know. I'm not slutty though.
Why? Who thought that big lips look hot? Because I,
dude, they do.
I mean, I could see having
DSLs,
weak lips.
That's it.
You know, like you meet a girl that has a weak lip. I could
What's
see
a
that
weak lip.
Well, they don't even have like a lip. It's just like the mouth.
That's
goes
like so a line. Well, because
that's
you look
disgusting
really angry
to
me. Too.
Like, I hate that. If you don't have, I mean, it's
like
you
old lady.
You can't like choose, but I don't like people that I like. Nice lips.
What I hate are those things that I'm not gonna say who it is, but we're friends with her. The things that they get in the cheek. Have you seen these things? They're like these
cheek implants,
injections. Well, it's like a, it's not temp, it's temporary, where they inject something in their cheek to do something. I don't know if it's to make your cheekbones more
prominent
or what, but she always gets it, and I'm always just I can't. Uh-oh. You don't know her, but you know her. But it's like I just want to squish it.
You just want to be like,
yeah.
Oh, I already have a fat face.
Oh no, you don't, babe.
Shut up. I hate it when girls try to be like, "You're so pretty," and I'm like, "I'm a six, okay? I'm comfortable being a six."
But you're adorable.
Start with deodorant and work your way up.
I wore deodorant today. She's the other one too.
Get your dog out of your bathtub.
Yeah, get
like,
the dog.
Whoa, what is this, you guys? Back the fuck off. What is this? This is
whatever.
My show.
I just never shower or bathe. So
yeah, you know. Right. You're so clean all the time.
No, really. I'm kind of a dirty bird, like
really?
Undercover dirty.
That
bird.
Makes me like you more.
Yeah, I do like the Italian showers because you. I told you I lived in Italy, and that's where I learned the key. Is just get enough perfume and it doesn't even matter. Like, just douse yourself over.
Just get some wet naps.
And then you got this
what
funky
perfume?
Layer.
What perfume do you wear?
I wear a lot of different ones. Depends on the occasion.
When I came in your house, you were like, girl, do you want some perfume?
No. I did not say that.
Yeah, you did. You're like, ew.
I don't know. I like, obviously, anything Chanel. Chanel Chance is kind of my signature perfume.
Very fancy.
And Love Spell from Victoria's Secret Body Spray.
Dude, that's old school stuff.
I know.
I've had that since like 7th grade.
And I love it. And it comes in like purple. The nice little travel size to go right along with my road wine. It's like all the essentials lined up.
That's very girly of you to have that.
I'm my bathroom girly. Smelled like Angel for a good 2 months because I had a bottle of Angel in there on that rack. And I don't know if you've ever seen the bottle of Angel. It's like a retarded star. Like it's there's no way to actually set down the bottle
I've
without
seen
it.
Oh,
before.
I thought I had a plastic one, but it looked like a shapely woman.
That's the Victoria's Secret one, I think.
Yeah.
There's Victoria's Secret Angel perfume, and then there's like Angel by like not Lancome but one of those.
Yeah, so it's like I had it on the thing, it wasn't set right, crashed my whole bathroom, smelled like fucking
my dance teacher used to wear Angel, and I used to be really into that.
So were you the dance teacher?
Yeah, what the fuck?
I mean, separate.
I like to wear Angel.
Everything's coming together, you guys. It's starting to pieces all together. Don't lie.
Oh my god. So you do you still talk to your sister? What's that relationship like now?
Oh no, we haven't talked in almost a year now. So
why did you guys get in a fight? Was that on the show?
Really? Catch us up. I don't watch it.
I don't know. I don't really want to get into that.
But I knew you don't really talk to her, and you're just not.
No, it sucks. We used to be really close.
Have you ever thought to be
like
the bigger
person?
When you
guys were asking before, I don't think. Oh. Please. Oh. First of all, physically, I am the bigger one out of all of them. But that's what I was saying before. It's funny because they started filming the show, and I actually moved out here right after college and was living with Lauren and Heidi while they were filming. But I just was never involved in the filming at all.
Oh.
And for like the first, I think it was like 9 months. And then I moved back to Colorado because I was like, LA sucks. And then I started a career back in Colorado in commercial real estate and did that for a while. And then I was supposed to move in with my brother. He was just finishing up in Iraq after being there for 5 years. And we were going to move into a place in the beginning of March, and he ended up passing away. Or in the beginning of April, and he ended up passing away like the end of February, February 28th and of 08 in a freak accident. And then that's when my sister was like, come out here. We have this apartment. You can stay here, you know, as much as you want, and I'll take care of you and just get a job, like whatever kind of job, just to get food. And other than that, we'll take care of all your bills. And like, she really saved my life because
That was hard.
Talk about drinking. Like, that was when I was holed up, like, polishing off a bottle a day in my room, lost my job. Like,
wow.
Definitely the lowest of the low. And so that's how I started getting involved in the show, is she brought me out and she was like, well, let's get you paid. And, you know, you are a part of my life. Like, this should be on. Like, you're staying in my house. Like, and that's how it all really started. And I was really apprehensive. But also at that point in my life, I was like, I really need to do something and just be distracted. And why not, you know?
Yeah.
I had already given up on any sort of Hollywood ambition at that point before anyway, since I'd already moved back, so.
And done real estate. Yeah, you're like, you don't care anymore.
I was like, whatever. But it was after having been back out here, especially because the first time I didn't really meet, I met a lot of good people, but not really involved in the areas that I love, like comedy, for example, or writing. And then the second time, all of a sudden I started meeting all these great creative people, and it was a whole different world that I'd never even experienced the first time, like people that do stuff like this on the side and like go work on projects and go do improv for fun and go do stand up. And it really, it reminded me of exactly why I wanted to be in this business in the first place. It's just being around creative people that do this and they love it and they're passionate, instead of the world that I had been privy to, which is all the fake part of Hollywood.
It's weird how
the superficial
LA is like that. There's that half, which is just makes you hate yourself and hate everyone around you. And then there's the half that's like, whoa, this is a beautiful thing. Like, we're working on something creative and unique. And
that's what I love about comedy the most, is that's the most supportive situation I've ever been in, where everybody's like building each other up. It's like, we're all in this together. Like, your success is my success, like working with each other. Like, I know one of my favorite games ever, like improv game, is Yes And. Have you ever played that game?
Of course.
So it's like, you just, no matter what anybody says, you all are in this group and you're working on a scene, developing a scene, and no matter what, you cannot say a no. So you can't ever negate something that somebody else is doing. You always have to say yes, and then continue with the story, and you build on each other.
It's a neat, yeah, it's a neat kind of philosophy too for life. Like, if you're never putting people down, and you just accept what they say and say like, yeah, okay, and blah blah blah.
And then maybe you'll bring a little twist, and maybe you were thinking the whole time in your head like, oh, if that was my joke, like, I would have done it so much better. But instead, you're able to take the best parts
of
that.
Make it something new or different.
You help them. You make them look better. You bring them up with you, and you all do it together. And that's the kind of group of friends that I'm fortunate that I have now, and the kind of people I surround myself with now. They're all people where no matter what, we're all going to bring each other up to the top. And I think that's what made me actually want to stay here this time around, and I'm enjoying my situation. But that got a little bit deep right here.
No, it's a good camaraderie. Yeah, and that's like an improv thing, you know? It's
totally. And that's what I love about it. It's so fun.
Yeah. Improv it's really good at just teaching you life, I think. Randomly. Totally. It is. But sometimes you go to an improv show and it's really fucking stupid.
Yeah.
But I think doing it is more fun.
Yeah, and that's the coolest thing too, is you're really just putting yourself out there. You don't have a plan.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Something just happened. I lost my sound. Did you?
Oh, no. Is that better? Yeah?
There's no snare in my headphones.
I think Esther,
I need more snare in my headphones.
Is that better? Do you plug it in?
Check.
Hello?
Does it twist in?
No, it just pushes in into one of the... Here, I'll get it.
Oh, geez.
Just keep on talking. We're still going.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Now. That freaked me
technical
out.
Difficulty.
I felt like I went deaf for a second. Now I know what that would kind of made me feel like. All of a sudden, I was just like, oh.
Do you ever close your eyes and you're like, what if I could just never see again? I don't know. I do that when I'm bored. And it's scary.
It's so scary. I can never imagine.
That's probably very little kid of me. Like, man.
Or like, I just got, I had this friend of mine just the other day that I work with give me a chemical peel. Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
On your face?
No.
And I've never done it before, and my skin's still falling off. I don't know if you noticed that earlier, but I didn't get sunburned or anything.
Looks good.
It's like falling off my face. But right when it first started happening, I'm like, dude, why did I just let this guy that I work with, who's my friend, like such a tranny mess, touch my face with that shit? Like, what if it was acid?
Yeah.
Like,
what if it fucked your shit up?
Huge red
burns you.
Like, spots right away. And I was like, oh my gosh, what if this is permanent?
Right. Stick to mint julep.
And then I started. And then I was like, Really, I'm that vain. Like, honestly, I would be devastated if
I don't think that's vain. I think it's, I look at it as I'm who I am and I want to stay this way. I don't want, it's not vanity. It's just like, I like who I was born as and I want to, I was born this way, Lady Gaga. No. And I want to, I don't want it to change. Like, I don't want something stupid or bad to happen and change who I am. Well, and what
plus, that's a horrible thing about faces. And that's part of the reason why, like, the cleft palate funds, that's, those are some of the things that are the most important causes that are close to my heart. It's like when it's your face,
yeah,
like people treat you differently, yeah, they look at you differently. And I don't know, we just filled our cleft palate jar, so we're super happy.
Wow, is that for the your PR job or
what? Oh no, just my friends and I, we got these little, we get these little jars and you just put your change in it.
Look at you.
That's awesome. And it's so, like UNICEF.
And you can drop it into a Coinstar thing at the grocery store once you, it's full.
Yeah.
And then I brought it over to my friend Cammie's house, and so there's lots of people that come by, like, all the time. She is, like, the sickest house, by the way. It's, like, a piece of art. It's, like, the, her house will one day be compared to the factory with Andy Warhol, I swear to God, no lie. And people come by all the time from all walks of life, and so we try to get everybody to throw money in there. And I was looking in it the other day because it was feeling really full. There's, like, 20s in there, and wow. I'm so excited to drop it off because it's, it makes such a big difference for literally not very much money at all
in these people's lives. I have a 3D TV in my bedroom, which makes everything 3D. So it finds, what it does, it uses shadows and tries to make, try to figure out like what's three-dimensional on it. And there was a cleft palate commercial on, and unfortunately, the TV saw the shadow of the lip and made the lips like come at you, and it was the most disturbing.
Oh,
sad.
No, that's commercial. Terrible.
That's really sad.
Here's a message to these 3D TV makers out yeah. here. Like, let's get it together, yeah, y'all.
Get your technology a little bit I better mean, for those yeah. cleft palate commercials.
Not up to date. Oh, that's really sad. I don't know.
I want to laugh, but I don't feel
I
right.
Know, I know, I know. It's awful, but it,
I'm so
it
was sensitive.
So disturbing. Those commercials you're just make me cry. I mean, they're awful commercials. I
it's, so, it's such an easy procedure. That's the thing.
Right.
To fix, and I don't know, I've always had issues. That was, that's part of the reason why I talk funny is because I always had the biggest teeth. Like, I literally,
you have a bunny, you're like a little bunny, right?
I am, and I had 4 adult teeth pulled out of my head.
Me
already.
Too. Oh my god, I tell it to you all the time. Yes, yeah. I had 4 permanent teeth pulled because my mouth's tiny,
messed up my jaw and everything. But the fact of the matter is, like, it was always a struggle to get these lips over these huge honkers, like, in my mouth. So I'm always kind of like, especially when I get nervous, that. I'm kind of like, talk like,
no, you have a nice smile.
You have a great smile. Don't worry about that.
Look at Brian. He's getting in. I was like, you have a great smile. I'm a creep.
But I always, like, side talk and, like, try to get on cover. And, like, my mom's like, you look so weird, dude. Like, just stop.
That's what moms are for, to tell us how retarded we
yeah,
are.
Yeah.
Right. Mom's like, when I was in 8th grade and I had stretch marks on my leg, she's like, whoa, that's disgusting.
I wish my mom would do that. I love my mom. She's the best, honestly. And she is my number one fan with a bullet, like, ridiculous, out of control. Like, everything I do is so perfect. And I'm just like, everything is just wonderful. And I'm the smartest and I'm the prettiest. And finally, I had to tell my mom one day, I'm like, look, I don't even believe you anymore because you tell me all these nice things. Like, you're just blowing smoke up my ass. Like, just tell me how it is. And so since then, she's been much more accurate with her.
She has a cool jewel. She has cool jewelry that she makes.
Oh, yeah. Look at this that she made for me.
I love seeing this stuff.
It's my little brother and I.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that so cute?
I like that. I want a picture. That's cute. My necklace.
Do you want to see it?
My necklace was my grandma's. That died before I was
born.
We'll
get this in here.
Put in the camera.
Oh, there we go. That's cool.
It's a little sky.
How long have we been going? Are we, should we?
We've been on for 1 hour and 5 minutes. You
Whoa.
Got.
Yeah, really? Time flies.
You have about 10 minutes till I have
so
to leave.
Fun.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is good.
Just enough time for another glass of wine, probably.
Oh, right. See, she'll always push it. It's so funny. We're, like, at lunch, and, like, the check is about to come, and, like, we're just ready to go, and she's like,
I was like,
another.
I have to be at work in 5 minutes.
I got time.
So, I got time. Yeah, give me another glass of wine.
I do think it would be fun if you got together with some of your close friends, like, look, today I am going to have drinks, and just, I'm not going to do it tomorrow, I'm not going to do it next week, but
Who,
I'm
me?
Just,
Are you talking
yeah,
about
you,
me?
You.
No.
No, that, I mean, you're not going to get cursed. You're
I
not,
know, I'm not going to get cursed. Okay, my 21st birthday.
What's your deal with drinking?
I just don't even know. I'm scared of it.
Why?
No one really knows. I just don't like it. I mean, my 21st birthday, we were at a restaurant and they gave me a glass of wine and I just like took one sip and then spit it right back out. It was so disgusting. I can't.
Oh yeah, it's definitely
I have no tolerance for that.
You an acquired taste because I never liked the taste of alcohol.
And it's not good for you.
Either.
Why acquire it? That's like I don't like Cheetos.
Well, wine is good. Wine is a glass a day of wine is good for you.
Okay, people say that. I've yet to see like hard research about it. That especially that there isn't a different thing that you can get the same health benefit from.
Well,
I just think it's good for the soul. Grapes.
I think it's good for the soul because, see, it seems like you're struggling with wanting to be in control all the time.
I don't know.
And you're scared that alcohol is going to make you lose control.
I don't think so.
When do we get on Dr. Phil?
It seems like you're stressing out all the time.
I think I'm fine.
You have to be in control. You need to chill out.
I think I'm fine without alcohol for right now. I think when I'm ready, I'll do it.
And you know what I did? One of my girlfriends was always super Christian and she never drank. And then finally when she was 21, like, we all went back and we were eating dinner at my restaurant one night and I just started spiking her drink.
Awesome.
And I didn't tell her. That's perfect. By the end of the night, she was like up on the bar doing a body shot.
Oh, that is so awesome.
Wait, you know those kombucha drinks? Remember, I had two of them in one day without eating anything else and I was like buzzed. And
what happened is kombucha, they had they had them at Whole Foods, but they had to take them off the shelf because they found out that there was too much alcohol in them because they have natural alcohol.
I was ferment.
It was fun. I did like it. It was fun.
She was drunk though. Like it was hilarious. She was like slurring her words. You could tell she was
slurring
her words.
Yes, you were. I was like, yeah. Is that slurring your words? Maybe it is. What is slurring your words?
Slurring my words. Hey, I feel so weird.
No, I didn't. I don't get
it. It's how I talk all the time.
Yeah, me too.
Oh yeah, there we go. Me too. I'm with the two drunk retards.
I don't think that's the PC term. You can call me a mongoloid.
Don't say retard. What the fuck?
Okay.
It's not like Joe Rogan. It's 2010.
It's not like, remember Joe and Austin?
No, I mean, what was that? Like, when was that so cool to be like, are you mental? Are you retarded? Like,
well,
that was when we were in like,
I don't think anybody really thinks
middle school.
Yeah. Well, I never, when I say retard, I'm not thinking retard.
No, and, I know. No one is.
I know. And I don't even think retarded people are thinking retard
anymore.
It's
the same thing with gay. I mean, it's hard. Like, you don't want to offend anybody. It's not like I mean to. It's just, that's.
Well, I just don't like the people that are so serious about everything. It's like, just relax. Let it go. Like, clearly in the spirit. Like, then there's these people with the stick up their ass, like, making a big deal about it.
Then you give the word more power when you don't say it, and it's just like...
My aunt, she works, she's actually works for a school with people with special needs mentally and whatnot, and she always comes home and she's like, oh, the retards, they were driving me crazy today. And what the PC term is for them is way worse.
What is that?
They call them slicks, which stands for severely limited intellectual capacity.
Right.
Which I think is way worse than being called retarded.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not. If it's a
slick.
A slick?
Like, I don't know.
That's like clit.
I don't know.
Well, before we offend more people, I think we should wrap this up.
Before we offend any slit facts.
I just want to say thank you to the beautiful Holly Montag.
Yes. Thank you, babe, for having me. Oh,
she's a good friend of mine.
Great show. She's
Holly very Montag funny. On Twitter, too.
Yeah, at Holly Montag on Twitter. I'm at @little_Esther and at Redban also, who's running the show here and doing a good job of being a podcast empire.
And of course, Twixie Vixen.
And Twixie Vixen.
His little dog. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. My website's littleester.com. We've got other stuff in the works. We'll see you next time. Thank you, Holly.
Oh, we'll see you very soon. Thank you, love.
Yes, Holly's the best.